This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoops flying solo on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org. The number 75radio.org. We are red hot and rolling on March 4th, 2023. I am back from a little vacation up in Onondaga, New York. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But anyways, we want to welcome the men and the alleged woman of the Onondaga, New York Fire Department, led by Chief Little Billy Keebler. The Onondaga Fire Department is also known as the Cellar Savers because, well, they save a lot of cellars, not a lot of structures. Be safe, one and all. Also, a special shout-out to number one fan, Ms. Crabtree. Hope she's grading the papers correctly and not listening too intently. Anyways, first order of business. As always, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we want to remember Sergeant Christopher D. Fitzgerald of the Temple University Police Department in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. End of watch, February 18th, 2023. His killer is alive and in custody. Also, we want to remember Police Officer Andres Vargas Lasso of the Chicago, Illinois Police Department. End of watch, March 1st, 2023. His killer is in custody and alive. And Master Trooper James R. Bailey of the Indiana State Police. End of watch, March 3rd, 2023. He was struck and killed by somebody evading capture. That individual is alive and in custody. Well, it's been an awful week for Democrat mayors in Chicago. They had a Democrat primary where 9 people, including the incumbent, her honor, if you could say that, Lori Lightfoot, ran for re-election. And a runoff will take place in April, featuring the two candidates that received the most votes. Mayor Lightfoot came in third, so she lost the primary. And at the end of her first term, she will be no longer the mayor of Chicago, Illinois, which is a good thing. Now, Mayor Lightfoot ran on the platform that she's the first black, first gay, first female, allegedly, mayor of Chicago. Or if you vote for her, she will be the first black gay female mayor of Chicago. And people vote for her for whatever reason. And, you know, everybody, including Stevie Wonder, can see that it'd be an absolute disaster. And it was. Crime just went through the roof. Businesses leaving, people leaving. And she was just not a pleasant person. Numerous times she's caught on camera berating people, arguing with people, and she's the mayor. So she'd also do publicity stunts such as dress up as, I guess, a container of Clorox wipes during the COVID epidemic and tell everybody just wipe down or whatever. She'd do this in some superhero capacity. Just looked absolutely ridiculous. And then she did karaoke where she'd sing Sweet Home Chicago, wear sunglasses and have all sorts of special effects and a high-end microphone hanging somewhere. And I have no clue why she would do this. I mean, the streets are flowing red with blood of people shot by criminals. The school system is a mess. People who teach in Chicago City schools don't send their kids to Chicago City schools. Businesses are leaving. People are just absolutely taxed to death. when you stay in a hotel, you got to pay not only city and state and county occupancy tax, but you also have to pay taxes to pay for the pensions, because the pensions for city employees are just majorly underfunded, and it seems like half the city's on welfare. And so in her concession speech, she said that, well, like, Chicago is not ready for a black female mayor, even though she is the mayor. She's the incumbent. She placed the blame on the fact that she's black and she's female. Like everybody else that just sucks at the job, they say, well, they fired me because I'm this. No, they fired you because you're incompetent. More than likely. So she said that people aren't ready for people like her, even though she did run for office 4 years ago and win. And it's trying to play the race card, but over a third of Chicago's black, and she says like black women can't get ahead in America. Just look at Mayor Lightfoot. She's black female. In D.C., we got Mayor Bowser. She's a black female. The Lieutenant Governor of Virginia's a black female. And we've got so many other females in positions of elected office and position of authority. Right now, the color of the month is black female chiefs of police. And, well, we see how well that worked in Memphis, Tennessee. Anyways, our next Democrat mayor not having a good week is right here in D.C. in the little town of College Park, Maryland. College Park is a hop, skip, and a jump northwest of the District of Columbia. College Park is home of the University of Maryland, henceforth the name College Park. Well, anyways, Democrat Mayor Patrick Wohan has been arrested for 56 counts of possession with intent to distribute of child pornography. Let me repeat that again. The mayor of College Park, Maryland, was arrested and charged with 56 counts of child pornography. I mean, just too bad that Maryland doesn't have the death penalty, or they don't have the death penalty for possession of such material, because something like that, you do stuff to kids. Won't be graphic, or you're involved in this type of kink, or you get your jollies off things like this. You should not be part of this, the human race. But he is facing up to 360 years in jail if convicted. Let's hope that everybody on the jury is a parent or grandparent. So it's not looking good for another Democrat mayor. But anyways, Patrick Wohan, he is married to a female, but is a LGBTQ advocate. But anyways, we come back, we'll talk about my visit to CPAC and food poisoning and whatever else I can think of. Anyways, stay tuned. This is Peter Scoop Stanton on Liberty News Radio Network, 75 Radio. Stay tuned, everybody.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Have you ever had great honey?
No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This week is the annual CPAC conference, the Conservative Political Action Conference, held by the American Conservative Union, led by one Matt Schlapp. Anyways, it's a Beltway convention. Anyways, this year was a little bit different than most years. For one, Matt Schlapp is accused of sexual harassment, and the person accusing him of sexual harassment has filed a second suit against him. So he's got a lawsuit going on where somebody's suing him for $10 million for, for an incident that happened down in Georgia. Where he was being driven around for Herschel Walker's senatorial campaign, which is absolutely a mess. And I guess he said or did things to a young man that was inappropriate, and not, not things a married man would do to another man. But we'll just leave it at that. So anyways, this year it was not as crowded as other years. For a number of reasons. You have Matt Schlapp slapping a young man, allegedly. Second, it's not it's an off-cycle election year. It's a 2023. Now, last year, 2022, they had it. It was not in D.C. It was somewhere else. I think it was either Florida or Texas. And it was very well attended because it's, you know, midterm elections. In 2020, they had it in D.C., and they sold out, like 18,000 people attended. They ran out of media credentials. Nobody could get media credentials and unless you were big media. They're all looking for as much exposure as possible. Not looking at the people that would cover them. Now, of course, this network is very, very fair and honest. And what's funny, it's a love-hate relationship. Some years I get media credentials, and some years I don't get media credentials. So it's a love-hate relationship. So anyways, they had it at the Gaylord Resort in Oxon Hill, Maryland, which is just right on the Potomac River. You can see D.C. from, you can see the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and on a clear day you can see the small skyline of the District of Columbia. Now, what's funny is that first I got an email saying, well, you're not, your request has been denied. But then I got another email saying, okay, well, when you come in, scan this QR code and you'll get your media credentials. I was like, okay. So I went and it worked and I was credentialed under 7-5 Radio. So anyways, if I didn't get media credentials, I could purchase a ticket for a measly $295. That is the lowest price ticket, $295. Now, if you're a college student, 24 and under, you can get one for $50. But, you know, if you're you punch a clock for a living and you got lace up your work boots every morning, $295. And one thing I did notice, besides not a lot of people, there was not a lot of media. Radio Row had a lot of space available, and for about $5,000, which we don't have. So, anyways, there was no Sirius XM, which they take up a lot of space. And Sirius XM has a 24-hour conservative channel called the Patriot Channel with Andrew Wilkow, David Webb, the horrendous Sonny Johnson, so forth. But they weren't there. Breitbart wasn't there. Ben Shapiro's outfit wasn't there. And not a lot of other outlets were not there. So anyways, there's no Radio Row is very small. So anyways, I'm walking around, and first person I met was former director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Thomas Homan, which I got to speak to him real quick. And he said, I asked him, what are they doing on the border? He said, nothing. They're not doing anything. He's like, is this on purpose? He said, yes. And I was like, wow. So he's hoping that Trump gets elected so he can finish the job that he started. And it turns out that Director Homan went to college near Yonadas, New York. So he knew some of the local gin mills I hung out at, including the Roadkill Grill. So anyways, moving right along, I went to the WMAL table, where I met radio personality Vince Colonnais again. We met at another function at another location a couple months back. He could not have been nicer. I told him who I was again, and he sort of remembered, and he treated me like a colleague. Now, he's on a Cumulus station in Washington, D.C., and he fills in for a lot of syndicated talkers, but he's talking to me like one-on-one. Could have been nicer. I also met Chris Plant, who's on the same time as Libby Roundtable. He also could not have been nicer. So anyways, I met them. Then I met a group of Chinese people, Chinese national, called the New Federal State of China. And these people had a huge setup, and they had like state-of-the-art equipment. They're broadcasting their podcast live, and it turns out that these Chinese nationals is sort of like they're an anti-communist group. And they're fighting the Communist Party of China by an info war. And they asked me to speak about the CCP and my thoughts on the Communist Party of China and the whole thing that's going on. And it was for 3 minutes, and they took my business card and they introduced me like I was somebody important. So I spoke to the very nice lady. I said, you know what? We are at war with China. We're in another Cold War with China. China ships all their goods here in the United States in shipping containers. We ship empty shipping containers back to China so they can load up more stuff that we used to make here in America. And on top of that, they're devaluing the dollar. They're buying up, taking all the profits, buying land next to military installations, and we do nothing about it. And you know what? The Chinese is horrendous in terms of labor laws, child labor, environmentalism. They just don't care. But meanwhile, you know, God forbid a U.S. naval vessel has a piece of paper fall off the bow of a ship and all hell breaks loose. So I got to speak to this nice lady, but 3 minutes just trashed the Communist Party of China while dropping 75 radio. So this young Chinese lady was very easy on the eyes, and I hope she would fang me afterward, but did not happen. So anyways, and then next to the nice Chinese people was Donald Trump Jr. He has a podcast, and he had a huge setup, and this guy is the Energizer Bunny. I'm not talking about Bill Clinton, but he spoke from about 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. straight. And there was a huge crowd there, and you know, just constantly listening to him. And I couldn't get a word in edgewise. I couldn't say, hey, you going to talk to Sam and James Edwards when you get a chance? So anyways, because the guy's a political rock star. I wouldn't be surprised if he runs for office sooner than later. So anyway, some of the other people I met on day one, including Lauren Boebert, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and then Mike Lindell, who is a MyPillow inventor and a sponsor on Liberty News or Radio. Now, I spoke to James Edwards via text, said Mike Lindell's here. He's like, hey, tell him Sam Bushman said hi, and he's a sponsor. I said, challenge accepted. And I walked up to him. I said, how you doing, Mr. Lindell? I told him who I was. And I said, oh, by the way, you're a sponsor on Liberty News Radio. Here's a business card. Have a nice day. So that was about it. When I meet these people, I only spend about 5 seconds or better. I have a business card in hand, say who I am, where I'm from, if I'm a fan or not, and give them a business card and let them on their way. So anyways, Mike Lindell, he has his own media network called Frank TV, which was there, which is very interesting. So it took about 20 minutes for Lindell to walk 100 feet because everybody and the brother was stopping Lindell. They want to take selfies. They want to give him a hug. They want to do this, that, you know, thing. I mean, these people walk around like a rock star. And a lot of these people have muscle, or they got a goon squad with them because, you know, they're so important that they have to have a security with them. So, which is funny. These people at CPAC, unless you are the president of the United States or former president of the United States, I mean, they're just normal people, we hope. But anyways, stay tuned, everybody. We'll talk about day two and coming right at you.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmish. There was another Norfolk Southern derailment on Saturday, this time near Columbus, Ohio. CNN reported there were no toxic materials being transported. It comes a month after the rail line derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, with hazardous chemicals. At least 11 people are dead after storms ripped across parts of the South.
The majority of those deaths were reported in Kentucky, where Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency.
We wanted to make sure that in counties that had been impacted, especially by tornadoes and flooding, that we had a shelter where people could preemptively go to if they so chose.
Many of the deaths were caused by high winds knocking down trees and cars being submerged in high water. Other deaths were reported in Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi. I'm John Schaefer.
Arizona's governor is defying orders on the death penalty.
Aaron Gunches was set to die by lethal injection next month for murder. That was until Governor Katie Hobbs signed an executive order last month to halt all executions until the state reviews how they are carried out after criticism over botched or prolonged executions in recent years.
If the state of Arizona is executing people in the name of Arizonans, Arizonans deserve transparency around that process.
Governor Hobbs publicly vowed her administration would not carry out the death sentence after the state of Arizona Supreme Court granted an execution warrant this week. Governors in Alabama, Ohio, and Tennessee have also paused executions due to questionable protocols. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Former President Trump was at CPAC today.
You know, I had a beautiful life before I did this. I lived in luxury. I had everything. People said to me, are you sure you want to do it, sir? I said, oh, this will be so amazing. What the hell did you get me into?
This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get, and as fast as possible?
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. This is Peter Scoop Stanton flying solo. Walter Yerke was Chuck of Wood today, so he's taking a breather. Anyways, CPAC came into town this weekend. It was, you know, uneventful for the most part. Day number one, I walked around, met a couple people, and that's about it. Now, day two started off where Liberty Roundtable host Sam Bushman wanted me on from 10 to noon to report from CPAC. The only problem was that there's no space on Radio Row, as we don't have $5,000 to put up to get a spot on Radio Row. So these nice gentlemen from DataSys had a place on Radio Row, but they weren't doing radio. They weren't doing radio or any media, and they were just a marketing service and trying to generate business. So I arrived about 9:30, and they weren't there. So this other media outfit was there, and I spoke to them yesterday. They couldn't be. They were pleasant as can be, as they're promoting their media outlet. And then that morning, I said, "Hey, I'd like to do my show from your table. I don't have a table. I just, I'll be more than happy to advertise your network, interview you, things like that nature." And he's like, no, I can't do that. So okay, fine. So and then the nice people from DataSys showed up. Jeff Friedman could have been a nicer man. I told him what the situation was. Oh, sure, go right ahead. So outstanding. I was about to set up the portable studio, but the problem was I needed Wi-Fi. And so CPAC has a Wi-Fi service, and I'm trying to get the password to activate this service. And I'm running around. Nobody knows nothing. These two volunteers, these two ladies, tried like the dickens to try to get me hooked up, but I couldn't. The stupid Wi-Fi didn't work for whatever reason. And which is an ongoing thing year after year after year. So I decided, you know what, I'm not going to sit in this these two guys' booth talking on the telephone because it just looks rude. And these gentlemen were well-dressed. I wasn't. So I said, all right, I'm going to go to the I'm just going to talk over, away from you all. So I went down Radio Row, and I had an idea. I'm going to squat in Radio Row. So I had my 7-5 radio T-shirt with me, because if I was able to set up shop somewhere, I'd put the T-shirt out and so people could look at it and go, what the hell is 7-5 radio? So I went to way at the end of Radio Row, and they had these gigantic windows. Look out the Potomac River. It's a beautiful view. And I taped up my shirt, and I had laid out some business cards, and henceforth, I was on Radio Row at CPAC. I was squatting. I did look homeless at Radio Row. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And, I would not have it any other way. Just hang up a T-shirt, had him a cup of coffee next to it. Just looked absolutely just pitiful. But that's why I liked it. So anyways, it was me, Sam, and Dr. Scott Bradley, and it went so gosh darn fast. And, I say this is the fastest hour on radio. Liberty Roundtable is the fastest 2 hours on radio, because it went like gangbusters. And, the thing about Sam, he is so well informed about everything. Like he'll say, like, Scoop, I want to bring you on a have you talk about this CPAC. Okay. And he knew exactly what was going on at CPAC. If you come on Liberty Roundtable as a guest or as an expert or whatever, have your stuff together, because if not, Sam will just leave you in the dust and make you look stupid. But anyways, I digress. So anyways, that was absolutely a blast. And then it's high noon. So then So I went to get something to eat at the cheapest place in National Harbor, which is a Potbelly's. And I get back and I have to use the restroom, powder my nose. And then I hear people screaming, Trump, 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 Trump. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Is like, oh, Junior walking around or something like that? So I get out and I see it look like a pack of wild animals. It was the media, of course, with the cameras and people with the phones and whatnot surrounding somebody. So I got closer and I got closer. And it was presidential hopeful Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina. So it turns out these people were screaming, "We love Trump," as Governor Haley was leaving the auditorium. Now, here's Nikki Haley's platform why she should be the 47th president of the United States. She's a female. She is a person of color. And she is the daughter of immigrant parents. That's it. And you think I'm kidding, click on one of her campaign ads she has on YouTube. She's pushing that the female narrative. She's pushing the diversity narrative, the immigrant narrative. And she says, oh, I got the experience too. Yeah, because your boss was the 45th president. So she is polling at a whopping 3%. So have at it, Hoss. So that was kind of funny. So, anyways, we had that. And then I'm walking up and down looking for things to film with my phone because another podcast, I will not mention at this time, asked me to tape things and put together something for his podcast. Now, if it's some garbage, which I hope it's not, I think it's the best I can do. And our producer, did a bang-up job. Our producer, Jay, did an absolutely splendid job. I can't, the man has the hands of God because he produces the show, which is, I know, a difficult trip. And then he's got to put this, all this place, all this stuff together for a podcast. And the podcaster said, I want something tight and I want something funny. I said, how about sloppy and sad? He's like, all right, well, whatever. So anyways, so I'm walking around and then I get, I hear some kids say, excuse me. And I got bumped. I'm like, what? Who's bumping me? What? I mean, really, it's like a bump you see in the movies, like you're holding a drink and you get bumped and your drink spills on somebody. I'm like, what in the net, what the Sam Hill is going on? I turn around. It's Matt Schlapp from AC American Conservative Union. He's running down or walking fast. He doesn't look like he can run too much. He's walking fast down Media Road to, I guess, to talk to somebody. So he had his goons pushing people out of the way. And then he sees somebody, must be a contributor. He's like, hey, how you doing, Mary? Like, saw a long-lost relative. I'm like, really? You want to walk around with your goons and, you know, make a spectacle of yourself despite it's your conference and what's going on with, you know, the sexual allegations because, you know, there's text messages that was sent from both parties. So I was like, okay, that's weird. So anyways, next person I saw was Silk from the duo Diamond and Silk. This two sisters became an internet sensation when they were praising Donald Trump and trashing Democrats. And Silk is the one that goes, mm-hmm, like a sassy black lady. Her sister Diamond passed away recently. So she's talking to somebody from Real America's Voice, and she's hawking books. She's hawking some book that supposedly her and her sister wrote and is available on DiamondSilkShop.com. And then she's hawking a diamond brooch in honor of Sister Diamond. There's a nickname. When I pass, Walter will be selling spoons and then in honor of yours truly. So I just couldn't believe the chutzpah of this girl selling stuff in honor of her dead sister. So I texted James Edwards. I said, hey, she's hawking some garbage on her dead sister's body. And James Edwards like, no. And I said, yep, sorry. It's true, Jimmy. So I just couldn't believe that she's there to just you know, talk to people, hawk her stuff. I mean, I understand you need to make some money. You know, you probably made more money than beyond your wildest dreams doing your shtick. But, you know, just to say, buy my stuff and for my, in honor of my dead sister, that says a lot. So, of course, people walk up to her like she's a rock star or whatever. and I just kept it moving. I really didn't have to want to hear about her dead sister or her junk that she's selling on her website. But, you know, all the best. And then finally, day number two, I met Jennifer, who's a political consultant, and she wants to book some guests on this show. And I told her they better not stink, because, you know, we have guys like Gary Byrne and Larry Ray Harding and Cal Thomas. And, you know, we want people more interesting than us because we give them the floor. All right. Like, Joe Blow, what is on your mind? So it's just like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Because anyways, when we come back, we'll talk, we'll conclude CPAC and talk about Scott Adams and possibly my food poisoning. Stay tuned, everybody.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com. Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And I am back. No Walter tonight, just Scoop. Anyways, I just spent a long time going about talking about CPAC. I was there for a long time. Now, I didn't go there today because you had to be there no later than 10 o'clock in the a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I had things to do. I had to bring my daughter to Girl Scouts to sell some cookies. But anyways, that's such the life of the father. But Donald Trump was there, gave a good speech. It wasn't one of the, bring the house down speech, but it was a good speech. But anyways, some final thoughts about CPAC. It is a Beltway conventions for Beltway conservatives. I mean, year after year after year, they have Larry O'Connor on. Larry O'Connor is this personality on WMAL radio. He's definitely a cuckservative. He only has female co-hosts, and they rotate all week. You know, doesn't have a guy co-host. God forbid he should have like a guy like me or Walter on. He wouldn't know what to do. So he's on. He says a whole bunch of nothing and doesn't go there like he should. It's $300, and the people, God bless you, when they see a so-called conservative celebrity, say like a Larry O'Connor or a Diamond or a Carrie Lake was there, these people like run up to them like they're like one of the Beatles. I'm like, people, they're human beings. They're just normal human beings. And if they had a position, elected position, you know, they're probably some trash. But, oh, I did meet Matt Gaetz. He is a funny dude. He cuts up on the House floor. He cuts up everywhere. So, you know, what you see is what you get. So he was talking trash about a certain politician. I'm not going to say because it was supposed to be off the record. But anyways, and then, you know, these people, they get their ass kissed 24/7. Oh, you're great. We love you. You're this. You're that. And it goes to their head. And you know, it's ridiculous amounts of people having bodyguards. There's no reason. Nobody wants. I mean, other than the guy Matt Schlapp may or may not have harassed, nobody wants to go after Matt Schlapp. Or, you know, the only person I can see that might need security is Donald Trump Jr., for obvious reasons, you know, who his father is, and possibly Mike Lindell, because he's got a couple dollars and somebody might want to hold him for ransom. But what's funny is that Lindell's walking down the hallway and he's stopping, and like his handler, whatever, he gets frustrated because Lindell's sitting there talking to everybody. And they're running up and taking selfies and whatnot. And, you know, he's late for wherever he's going. But, you know, that's another thing. If, you know, if for Chris Plant, I was going to tell him about the story because my landlord met him a couple years ago at a function. And I was waiting to talk to him. Everybody's, oh, Chris, I love you. Great, you know, this, that, and the other thing. One guy said, oh, I wish my mom would could talk to you. She's in Florida right now. And Plant is like, get her on the phone. He's like, and then he's like, oh, here's mom. He's like, mom, how you doing? It's Chris Plant. Yeah, I'm here with Jimmy. Yeah, he's him and I are doing shots. So he's a great guy. But I'm waiting to talk to, you know, Chris Plant. You keep up and just bum rushing these people for no reason. I mean, common courtesy, folks. I mean, you're going to see these people again, number one. Number two, God only knows what they do in the privacy of their own homes or somebody else's homes or different clubs in the metropolitan D.C. area. So, I mean, it's great. It's like, oh, there's this person, that person you see on TV. I mean, but come on. You know, just mind your P's and Q's. Nobody came bum-rushing up to me. Bum-rushing up to me. And then finally, I'd say that the women, just, you know, a typical, very, very easy on the eyes. You know, at CPAC, women are women. When I was squatting on Radio Row, people that went and used the ladies' room were ladies, for the most part. If they were not ladies, they did a hell of a job looking like a lady. But anyways, kudos on you. And, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get any phone numbers. And I did some work for this other podcast, these Freakazoids. You know, the attention grabbers, you know, had a cop from Michigan said, ask me about legalizing drugs. You know, it's, you know, as much as there's no war on drugs, you know, legalizing is not the answer. I mean, DC just smells like one great big, Grateful Dead concert, just all the weed and the people there are stupid. And then you got fentanyl, which is killing people left and right. So he's kind of an idiot. And then you got guys dressed up as George Washington. And this other guy, he dressed up as a brick wall. Literally, he said, I'm a brick wall. I was like, oh, okay. You know, that too interesting. But, you know, a good time was had by all. It was nice, meeting people, wheeling and dealing. Jennifer couldn't have been nicer, but you know CPAC is competing this year with the Club for Growth, which is another organization, big money organization. Supposedly Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, and others decided not to go to CPAC, but to go to the Club for Growth down in Florida because they're having some function down there that. That would coincide with this at the same time as CPAC. The thing at CPAC, there's not one T-shirt, hat, sign for any other candidate except Trump, and which is real funny because years ago, I remember that Trump was invited to CPAC. This is 2015, 2016. So every major candidate is invited. Trump is invited. They said, well, we'll give you 8 o'clock Saturday morning. I was like, And Trump people are like, 8 o'clock Saturday morning? It's like, nobody's going to show up because everybody would be still inebriated because the people, I mean, these people can put, hold their liquor, if you know what I mean. I was like, these people will be asleep, hungover. Nobody is like, no, we're not, you know, go pound sand. So that was that. And then Trump wins the election without the help of CPAC. And now it's like, now President Donald Trump. So that's really, really, really funny. But anyways, we got a couple minutes left. That's my thought about CPAC. You know, win, lose, or draw, I will be going next year, hopefully. But anyways, before we go, I want to talk about Scott Adams. He said some things on his podcast about black people. He said you should live away from black people as far as you can because everything we did for them hasn't resulted in anything. We had trillions of dollars on the war on poverty, affirmative actions in schools, school placement, scholarships, jobs, promotions, contracts, so forth, so on and so forth, to address past racial discrimination. And, you know, look where we're at now. You know, there's about almost 50% of people saying, black people saying, it's the phrase, it's okay to be white, is not okay. We got constant media thrown at us saying, like, white people suck, white people are garbage, white people are the devil, white people are nothing but racist, white people are the worst thing that happened on the planet. And also just look at the amount of crime that goes on. You got the Knoxville whore from 10-15 years ago. You got the inner city crime. And it's just not black on white. It's also black on black people. That's why people that live in the ghetto, they pay a premium to use Uber and Lyft, because Uber and Lyft drivers, including yours truly, will not go into these neighborhoods. You might have $10, $15 surge, but you know what? It's not worth my life, because if you do die in the job for Uber or Lyft, if you are killed, if you are mugged because somebody hails an Uber to their house to pick you up at the house and drive you somewhere else and they rob you, they just don't care because you're a contractor. You're not an employee. You're a contractor. But it's the fact that you are a contractor from Uber that they paid you. So no Uber drivers, no cab drivers will go in the hood because it's not worth it. I've talked to an hour with the Ethiopian immigrant who's darker than the Ace of Spades, who's been driving a cab for a long while. He says he does not go in to Southeast Washington. He does not pick up young black men in his taxi cab because he does not want to be robbed. But anyways, you got that. You got people saying all the world's problems because of white people. And so, you know, my question is Scott Adams right or is Scott Adams wrong? Now, Scott Adams does have the freedom of speech. And, of course, as soon as that podcast came out, he got canceled. But it's obvious, I mean, Scott Adams is not a dumb guy. He's made millions off his Dilbert comic strip. And he probably is like, you know what, I'm going to say what I want to say, and, you know, I got enough to retire and live comfortably, so, you know, screw y'all. And, you know, it is what it is. And we've been saying this for like 60 years. These neighborhoods, these poor inner city black neighborhoods are dangerous. And if you do see white people in these poor inner city neighborhoods, especially at night, they're buying drugs. Myself, Walter Yerkew, and Jim Lancey all see this. The people do the same thing. You got some white kid from the burbs, either taking the train or taking him out his minivan or a VW van for Jim Lancey's case, coming in and looking to buy drugs. And you know, it's not the black people and going to white neighborhoods buying drugs. It's white kids in the black neighborhoods buying the drugs. So. You know, we'll see. I mean, it just keeps on rolling. You know, we say something, we're the bad guys instead of fixing the problem. And the problem, and you know what? Somebody said that the best social program is a job, but unfortunately, we make it too comfortable for these people not to work. With you got welfare, you got EBT, you got Section 8, you got Medicaid, and then when after when you reach a certain age, you get Social Security, if you even contribute to Social Security. But anyways, that is it. We made it to another week. This is Peter Scoop Stan reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it, everybody. See you next week.
For 7-5 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.